Welcome to Christ Blessing. On the 23rd of September, 2018, we have just passed the equinox. For us in the northern hemisphere, it's the autumnal equinox, and for those of you down south, it's the vernal equinox. I know you're glad to see spring on its way, but we can enjoy every season of the year because each one brings its own beauty. And, of course, what we like to do, first of all, in our blessing call, is welcome our community. We welcome all of you to be here, to receive the blessings, and to share your faith and your hope and your love with one another. So I'm going to take some calls now and see what's on your mind. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Okay. Jerome, I'm bringing you online. You are on.
Yes, thank you. Prayers for my sister-in-law, Elaine, and my wife, Jane, but the equinox was yesterday, you're right. When we surrender to our inner nature, we can begin to hear the still, small voices within us. And then we get...
Oh, great.
But blessings for your great small voice, lovely voice, and your heart, compassion, love, peace, and joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, give me a name. What's
Jerome.
Your name?
Jerome. I'm in, Minnesota.
Well, I know you're Jerome. What is her name?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Jerome, you're priceless.
Yes.
I always look forward to your smiling voice. You know, some people just have smiling voices.
Yes, yes. Well, God's been quite a great journey, and you are too, so you help me smile.
Okay, great. In response to your comment, I just wanted to say one thing about the equinox, which we're still in the energy of. It approaches and recedes with grace. And I wanted to call your attention to something that I mentioned in one of my webinars about the balance point. When we can go inside and find that balance point within ourselves, the outer and the inner worlds stop being separated. In other words, the boundaries between the inner and the outer world drops. And we can more graciously bring in the benefits of the outer world, and we can more graciously change the problems in the outer world from our inner strength. And so I just encourage you to accept this as a time, not just of the planet going into balance, but a time when you can go into balance and receive that grace, that very, very special grace.
All right, yes. I have. I've received it.
I'm so glad. Well, I'm going to take another call, Jerome. Thank you for speaking up. Elizabeth, you're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I would just like to ask for a blessing for a friend of mine. His name is George French, has a medical issue, has to go in for a biopsy tomorrow morning, so I'd just like to send a blessing for a good outcome and for him to, you know, not be nervous and worried and concerned.
Good. That's great. And he is on our list. I have learned, no matter what a diagnosis comes back,
mm-hmm.
everything is subject to change. This whole universe is a continuous flow of possibilities and probabilities, and we can move it along by faith, by love, and ingenuity, and applied solutions, and move what would have been yesterday into what is today. I have received so many really terrible diagnoses for numerous illnesses pertaining to my family. And I just look at them and say, Okay. Well, thank you for the report. It's nice to know that's the way it was when you did your analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I move on.
Yes. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for that. Thank you.
With the grace of God, we do move on. Yes. And to something better. Tony, I see that you're on. How is the world with you today?
Oh, hi, Glenda. Yeah, really enjoying the equinox. Thank you for the message and the blessing that you sent out yesterday. I think Judy saw it, and then I saw it after that. Thank you for that, because I think this is a really wonderful equinox. We have a full moon tomorrow, which is with Chiron. So we'll have still, like you're saying, the energy of the equinox, and we'll have the sun and moon opposite, exact tomorrow morning sometime, I think. And then with Chiron, it's like the foundation of the balance of the equinox gives us resources to reach into the deepest healing and to connect with the deepest level of purpose. That Chiron energy is very much like a soul resonance, soul healing, soul.
It's soul healing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, of course, then filters down to physical healing. But
yeah,
that's the best kind of healing, when we resolve the issues that have plagued our soul. Then we find lasting solutions that don't always fluctuate so much in our physical body.
Yeah, I love that. It resonates with the deepest level of purpose, the way I sense it as well. So that healing, of course, that deepest level of healing and that deepest level of purpose, they certainly go together. And I think it's beautiful that we have it at the equinox so strongly.
Oh, yeah. I think it is. I think it is, because it helps us to do it in a unified place between the inner and the outer world. In a balanced place within ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's great. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Just a little aside, would you be available for a brief telephone chat after our blessing?
Sure, you sure thing.
Okay, I want to ask your opinion about some creative work, spiritual work that I have planned. And
okay,
you've always
cool.
been such a good sounding board. I would love to call
good.
You. I won't take much of your time. Could be very quick.
Okay.
No. Okay. Mary, I see you're on the call. Hi, Mary. You're on, but you may have to unmute your own phone. Mary, where are you?
Glenda, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah, I had muted myself. I just wanted to ask you a question, and it's really because of this deep grace that I always receive from you when you talk about this, but I've been really working on having a deeper and deeper prayer life, and I just had a running dialogue with myself the other day. I a lot of times I fall into I use words like chanting and rosaries and malas as a way to get myself centered and grounded. And then I go into the silence of prayer. And I have these two different feelings when I approach Jesus and Yeshua, who you have blended for me. I remember you saying that when he had first started coming to you, he had said that we just don't really know who he is. And I hear this deep tenderness in your voice when you speak of him as a friend. And so I have two things that happen. Sometimes I am so bowed down in honor of the radiance of him. And then other times I feel this sense of big brother, of someone I would love to know and be his friend. And all of those things happen all the time. And I just get so lifted up when I hear you talk about what it actually was like to be in his wonderful presence. And I just really feel like honoring him today and saying, thank you, Yeshua, for these blessings. And I want to bless him back. That's my blessing request, whatever he needs.
Oh, my goodness. I don't really think he needs anything except for one thing. He needs his brothers and sisters to discover who they are.
Yeah.
He doesn't want, he's tired of being an only child.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's very good. I get that. Very good. Yeah.
You're welcome. And that's not to say that the saints have not done their share in becoming all that they were created to be. They have. But the thing about us, humanity, brothers and sisters, is that it's, you may have noticed, it's very hard to go very far beyond where other people are. Have you noticed that, Mary?
Yes, I have.
You know, it's sort of like we're in a three-legged race, except it's a 3 billion-legged race.
Yeah.
More than three. In some ways, you see, we're tied together. We're all tied together. And God did that on purpose, because the totality of who we are is the wholeness of his continuing creation on earth, being male and female. And so you might say, well, is God male or female? Well, on the highest plane, I would have to say God is neither male nor female, because it simply doesn't matter. There's no procreation that happens there, and there's no need for complementary interaction. So there is no male or female on the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And then where God is on the earth, God is both male and female. And he won't let us separate from each other. Separation is our only sin, and that was declared. That was declared in the book of Genesis. It's just, most people don't understand it. So we can't walk too far ahead of our brothers and sisters. And so Yeshua prays for us. He leads us. He lifts us. He helps us go as far as we can. And he moves heaven and earth for us. And sometimes I think it's necessary that we see him in an imperial way, because it's the only way we can really look at where he is and what he's attained. Because when we look at him as a brother, we have to see him pretty much the way we are, except for being perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And so I guess ultimately, as we rise up within our own divinity, and just like he said, if we just become fully inhabit the love that we are, then we do our work with him. Then we help each other along the way by showing up in our full presence. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
thank
the
you,
thing
Glenda.
Is, just do your work. Do your work the best you can, inside, in the inner place of your holy of holies. You're already perfect. You were created perfect. And you'll go back to heaven for a while and enjoy your perfection until you get a new assignment. And why do we get new assignments? Because there's how many billion of us still left here doing the work. So we come back to help out. And when will that time be when we all move forward? Well, I think there are going to be some major, major changes on the earth that may not move us all to paradise, because let's face it, there's still some pretty big issues. But I think it's going to move us away from a lot of the oppressive governments that we're under, a lot of the rich getting rich and the poor getting poorer that we're suffering from. I think it's going to relieve a lot of terrible illnesses that we have no answer for right now. And we will start healing. And in turn, we will start healing the earth. Now, all of those things changed. Just imagine those things changed. Even though we're not completely ascended, but we have all those things changed. Just think how good we're going to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
And how much more hope we will have, and how much more help we can give to one another. And I think we're really not very far away from those things happening. I think within my lifetime, I think I'm going to live to see that. So you guys that are younger than me, I'm almost certain you will live to see it.
That's very, very hopeful. Thank you, Glenda. I just
you
love you.
You know, we're making, thank you. I love you too. We are making so many changes by the day. I can't keep up with them. Really. We are.
Yeah.
And so, don't bother with the negative news. That's just people trying to keep us stirred up.
Okay.
thanks, Mary. We have a wireless caller. I'm going to take your call, and it's from area code 413. You're on.
Oh, hello, Glenda, in this beautiful community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hello, and, Sarah.
Oh, it's so nice to connect with you, and I just was so inspired by what you and Mary were just saying, and it just reminded me of an affirmation, the Christhood affirmations, and I just want to speak to our whole community, because I am remembering who I am, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the open door which no one can shut. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the light of the world. I am come that all might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I and my mother, father are one. Om Namah Shivaya.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for that blessing. And
yeah.
We'll all just take it as to our heart as a blessing for our soul. Have you noticed how we're all talking about the soul a lot today?
Yeah.
I think that's because we are so much in the light of the equinox. That's what it does.
Absolutely. It's my favorite topic to talk about.
And, oh, good.
And I just
is there some blessing you would like to ask for, Sarah?
Indeed. I'd love to ask for a blessing from my brother Yeshua. One is around calling in. I have my home. I'm renting the top part of my home, so calling in the best neighbors and tenants, the highest good for all. Thank you. And I want to call in just even more help with my boundaries, where I want, being such an empath, I've found that, you know, I feel other people so much, and I love that, and I also want to be able to really tell what is me and to be able to hold that boundary where I need to, and I'm asking for help for that.
That's a very good comment, Sarah, and something that we don't often acknowledge enough in a spiritual context. I know we do in human counseling context, like somebody crossed my boundaries, you know, but it's usually because we're annoyed with something. But actually, from a spiritual perspective, we are each created unique. to be a sacred presence on this earth. Mm. And when we come from the center of our being, there's a certain light that radiates out just a little ways from us that is us. And it's a signatory light. Mm. It's a signatory cocoon, if you will. And it's not meant to shut away others. It's just meant to nurture us so that we have more to give.
Mm. Beautiful.
And to nurture that and expand it is a great thing to achieve and give.
Mm.
So thank you for mentioning that, Sarah. And we'll call it a sacred, let's call it your sacred space.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And we have a caller from Mary. Mary Percy is on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary. I just want to thank you for everything that you do. And I would like to make a request for a blessing and for prayers for my kitty again. Her name is Princess. She's a little blessing giver herself and always joins me with the blessings. And she has a nasal congestion and like a sinus infection, and she's had it for quite some time. And I'm just requesting a blessing and healing for her. So I thank you.
Yes, and that's for Princess.
Princess, yes, and I thank you.
Okay. We love Princess. We love all the kitties in our community and the doggies.
Yes. Yes, and so
they are. And Rama is doing well.
Good.
He's doing well. He's not yet at the point I can say he's done with his healing, but every day gets better. So I thank all of you, and I thank God, and I'm so proud of him. So I'm going to take a call from Sarah. Hi, Sarah. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. First of all, I just want to comment after Mary's talking about Jesus. I've had a wonderful experience of doing a blessing and offering it to Jesus to take it to whoever he, you know, wherever he wants it to go. Instead of like letting go of any specific request, and it just felt really good to do that.
And I think that's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, well, it just came to me one night, and I said, "This is really good." So you know,
I have done that many times when because I do a daily blessing that may or may not be targeted to any particular person or situation. Often it is, because I check in on the world before I do it, and our world is so full of needs for blessings. Usually it is targeted, but sometimes I just get up and I think, you know, I'm just going to let Yeshua carry this wherever he wants to take it.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I've done
that
and it's lovely.
Way of responding to blessing him.
Yes.
But I'm also calling because I would like to ask for a blessing for myself. I'm going through deep, transformational, challenging, just incredible experience, but it's very tuning into old, deep feelings that I'm working with, so I could really use a blessing today.
Okay. For Sarah, for transformation.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we got it. That's one thing the blessing does very, very well. It helps us with transformation.
All right.
You know, an interesting thing I would like to comment on, and that's the difference between change and transformation. Changes are happening in the world all the time. All you got to do is walk down the sidewalk, and you've changed your position on the sidewalk. All you have to do is watch leaves falling out of the trees, and change has happened. But change doesn't always result in the kind of change we're looking for. It's just so oftentimes, change is just moving things around. We get income, and we pay the bills, which means somebody else now has income. and then they pay their bills and somebody else has income. So we're just moving along a little flow of money. We go to the grocery store, we buy food, we come home, we cook it, we eat it, we're nourished by it, and our body manufactures energy with it, and so our energy level changes, but what we do with that energy may be the same thing we would have done with or without the energy. In other words, change is just moving things around, accelerating or decelerating motion. Change is just the application of energy to the movement within a situation. But transformation is something very different. This is what we're actually most of the time praying for and wanting when we have a situation in our lives, whether it's healing or a better job or fixing a relationship that just keeps going back and back and back into dysfunctional cycles. We don't want to change it. We want to transform it. So what do we mean by transform? Well, transform actually means to move. Trans means to move through the present existing form in order to find something better on the other side. You see, let's say we're going to sell our home and move. We don't want to sell our home and move to another house that has the same level of mortgage, the same level of upkeep, the same level of neighborhood problems, the same level of commuting problems. That's not what we want. We want to say thank you to the home we're in and say thank you for that experience. Now, I'm going to move through you into an opportunity that brings renewal to my life and discovery to my life. And in order to have that, we have to be a little bit open to surprise, unusual expectation, things we didn't look for before, because that's what transformation means. It means something will be different, not just moved around. It will be different. When we have healing, we don't want to just have a scab over the wound. We want the tissue to heal from the inside out and the problem to be gone, right? We want to be to where we don't worry about getting it again, because what caused it is gone now. That's transformation. That's what we're really wanting. And so I think sometimes it really helps if we clear our minds of what we're really asking for, because most of the time when we pray and in our heart, we're asking for transformation. We're not asking for change. Change is sometimes just a waste of energy. We might as well stay the way we are if we're not going to have transformation. It's more economical not to move around. It's more economical not to move. It's more economical not to change your job if you're just going to move to the same kind of job in the same kind. Why change? Really? What we want is transformation. You know, this is what so many people experience as a problem when they try to lose weight. They can go on a diet. They can take supplements that assist in elevating their metabolism, some of which are good and some of which are not so good. They can exercise and so forth, do all the things it takes to lose some weight. And they get down 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. And they go back to eating the way they were and living the way they were. And within a month or two, they're right back where they were. That's not transformation. They changed for a while. They had the benefit of seeing what it feels like to be 20 pounds lighter. And then they went back to being exactly the way they were. What does it take to transform? Well, what it takes is to understand your body, to understand the foods you're eating, to understand why you have been eating the way you are. Maybe it's social eating. Maybe you're eating to solve emotional problems. Maybe you're, because of your job and your lifestyle, you're having to eat a little too much restaurant foods and so forth. In other words, you need to get back to the source of the situation. When we go back to the source of the situation and we cure the stimulus behind it all, then we start experiencing transformation. And it's true in relationships. It's true in careers. It's true in our spiritual life. We may say our prayers every night before we go to bed. We may say a prayer every morning before we get on the road. But are we really praying? Are we praying for our problems? Oh, God, please keep me safe on the highway. Oh, God, please help me not have this argument at work. And at night, oh, God, please wash out the stress so that I can sleep. I need 8 hours of sleep. And bless my family. Bless my family. You know I love them. But there's stress in your voice. Are you really praying? Is that really prayer? You need to take a look at what prayer is. The same thing about other aspects of your spiritual life, your mental life. Get to the source of your issues and allow transformation to happen. I did a webinar not too long ago, I think it was about 2 years ago, called From Change to Transformation. If anybody's having problems with this subject, I would highly recommend that webinar, which is still available online. And otherwise, just think about the subject yourself. Now, this is what we do in the blessing. With the blessing, we don't change anything. We convey the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God, that it may provide for you the elements of transformation you need. And that's why people experience the miracles they have. Why did people experience miracles with Yeshua? Because he offered them transformation. He didn't say, now go change your ways and then come back to me. He just touched them and said, open your eyes. Your faith has made you whole. He touched them on the most basic, perfect level of their being. And that's all it took. In other words, he touched them at the source level of their being. So, Sarah, you are in our prayers for transformation. I'm going to take other calls as quickly as I can because we're moving on in time and I know there are people who want to ask for a blessing. Okay, so we'll just ask for blessings at this point. Area code 512, you're on. Hello? Unmute your own phone. You're open here. Hello? Austin, you're on. Okay, well, I'm going to text somebody else, and then you can come back on. And try again. I won't forget about you. Okay. So there's someone from area code 914, and you're on.
Yes, thank you. I have a question for the group. My name is Bob. That's not the question. My wife has Parkinson's related, it's called gait freeze. And if there's anyone in the group that has thoughts, I welcome them. Would it be possible for me to give out my email and anybody who has thoughts could contact me?
Yes. Actually, why don't you send your email address to me, and I will send it to the blessing givers, okay?
All right. Which email do you prefer?
GlendaGreen@gmail.com.
Got it.
That's easy.
I will do so. All right.
And I will be delighted to pass it on. And should we remember her in our blessing today?
Every day, not just today.
Okay. And you're Bob?
I'm Bob Gamby. That's my email,
Bob. Oh, you're Bob
Gamby.
Oh, Bob. Hi. And your
My wife's name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
She's only 65. She's too young to have this issue, but we're going to get rid of it.
Okay. We will. And you have my face along with yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we're moving on now. Susan, I'm going to open your call to ask for a blessing.
Yes, for a blessing. I have a friend who a number of years back had cancer, breast cancer, and I'm told that it has recurred. So I want a blessing for Joan. Her name is Joan. I promised her I'd send prayers her way. Hello?
I've got it written down. I was just writing.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And blessings to you too, Susan. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have a caller from area code 828. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is David. I'm about to go on a trip to go look in on some family members, especially my dad, who's been going through an unknown neurological disease. And I find as I'm getting ready for this trip that I'm getting a lot of trepidation. It's like walking through a gauntlet. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. Even a few minutes ago, I felt woozy, but I'm physically fine. I know there's nothing. It's just energy moving. And so the integrity to the presence to move forward in the next few weeks is what I'm asking for. Thank you.
Okay. Strength and presence and faith.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. And our last caller from area code 780, you are on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. I thought that was you. You have a blessing to ask for?
I had a lot. I mean, I listened to the whole call and every talker, it made me think of a new blessing to ask for. I originally thought of something and it's kind of built it into a lot of blessing requests, but I just thank everybody for sharing their stories and their blessing requests because it helped me contemplate more so what I want. So my blessing request is to be healthy, happy, and wealthy and enjoy the blessings of life, basically.
You got it. You certainly are on my blessing card every day, Desmond. So
let's move on. Fills my heart.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much for all of your love, faith, and devotion, Desmond, and your spiritual progress. I'm going to put us on a mute mode now. So that we can move into our blessing. I would like everyone to be seated except for the blessing givers that want to join me. Be seated and just be comfortable. Any position is fine. Just so you're comfortable and you have no body parts crossed. That's the important thing because we are conducting energy. Just pure, live, free, fresh energy. From the universe, into the earth, and then back from the earth, through you to the universe. So in a way, you are a blessing giver too. You know, I don't think we can actually receive a blessing and be open for the receiving of blessings unless we're willing to give them. And I know that everyone who came with a good heart and with that in their thoughts, I will start with a prayer to Yeshua. And from there, you will start your prayer, however you pray, for whatever you need, for about 3 minutes. And remember, God knows your every need, so don't take a laundry list in with you. Just be in the presence of prayer. Be in the heart of prayer, being in the grace of prayer. That's what's most important. So let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, brother to us all, protector of life, giver of faith and energy, hope and love, we ask that you be with us now and open our hearts to receive the grand and mighty blessing that shall be given by our Father to us, by the Holy Spirit through us, and by the earth back through us, that there shall be unity between heaven and earth, and we shall be the bridge, the living bridge to that unity, and that unity shall make us whole. We thank you always for your love, for your guidance, for your healing, and for your companionship and encouragement, and for being with us today to hear us in our prayer. We ask all of these things by the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Amen. Now, go and rest and take it into yourself that you may fully receive everything that's been given. Bye-bye for now, and I hope to be with you again next week. And I wish you a blessed and happy week. Until then.